Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for your favorite show. The Weekend Report is on the radio.
And it is hour number two of the Weekend Report on your radio, and we appreciate you joining us for it. Tony Colombo here with my partner Chris Arps. Of course, our producer Brian McKenna in the studio as well. Had a great first hour. If you missed any of it, don't forget, you can always download our podcast absolutely free. A bunch of different ways to get the podcast. Pretty much anywhere you get podcasts, you can find ours. But I would recommend that you download the radio.com app. Radio.com app is absolutely free. You can get it on your phone, on your tablet, whatever. Once you have it, you favorite the radio station, and you have access to everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can access all the podcasts from all the shows here on the station absolutely free with just a click of your button. And so go and check out that radio.com app. You need something, my friend?
No, I just want to make sure my microphone was on.
You looking for...
looking at your buttons to see if they didn't match mine.
Go like this. You gotta go. Just tap on the mic.
No, I just wanted to look. Your buttons weren't matching mine, the color, so I didn't know if my
He's been doing this for 2 years now, and he still hasn't figured out how to...
You know what? It is
discreetly.
So, you know what? It's so hot outside that our next guest is the only reason why I came out of the house.
We talked about it all last hour, and we are now very thrilled to be talking with Bob Beckel. He joins us now on the phone. Bob, thanks for taking some time out of your day and joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thanks, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. I have all kinds of questions that I want to talk to you about. Of course, I'm sure the audience is familiar with you and your time on Fox News. Bob, of course, was one of the co-hosts of The Five and a liberal voice on a very conservative station, especially on that show, sort of surrounded by conservatives.
That's for sure.
Bob has been a part of the political discussion as both a political operative and a political pundit for decades. And so I have all kinds of questions about the direction of your party and how you feel about it. So, like I said, you're a liberal voice, especially on the Five there at a table full of conservatives. And you were kind of always fighting a one-man battle there. How do you feel about the direction of the Democratic Party right now? Do you feel like it's too far to the left, and it's left some folks that like you that have been around for a long time, or are you happy with the direction of the party?
Well, I think the direction of the party has been overblown. I mean, you're talking about four or five fairly conspicuous people who have been talking about things that sound socialistic. In some cases, they are. But for the most part, the mainstream of the Democratic Party is still center-left, and I don't believe that anybody who is too far left is going to get the nomination, because the number one issue, and I've polled this over and over and over again, is to get rid of Donald Trump. And there's two people, I think, that could probably do that fairly, I would say easily, because I know Trump will do every trick, a dirty trick there is to beat him. But it's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, they're both sort of mainstream Democrats who are very good at debates. Harris was a prosecutor and apparently a great courtroom prosecutor. And, of course, Biden's probably had more debates than all of our ages together. So. I'm satisfied with it. As you get down closer to the nomination, and this always happens, from down, these voices in Congress stand out. But as you start to go down and winnow down the Democratic primary field, and particularly whoever wins Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, in Nevada, they're going to be the Democratic Party. It happens that way. The party adapts to the political philosophy of their candidate, their nominee. And I have every reason to suspect it's not going to be Bernie Sanders. Mm. It's not going to be Elizabeth Warren. I think it's down between two or three people.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's my opinion, Bob, that Joe Biden missed his chance. I believe that he would have beat Donald Trump in 2016 if he would have been the Democratic nominee instead of Hillary Clinton. He would have had the momentum of the Barack Obama presidency right behind him. He's a lot more likable of a character than Hillary Clinton. However, I kind of feel like he missed his opportunity, and now he's trying to regain momentum that has gone away. However, Chris and I have talked a lot on this show about Kamala Harris and her being one of the more dangerous candidates against the president in 2020. I couldn't agree with you more. Do you feel like those two could maybe get together and form a dream ticket of sorts, or are they kind of people that need to be at the top and not work and working together wouldn't work out?
Well, I think if Biden got the nomination, I would think that she would be on the short list of two for the vice presidency, and for all good reasons. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got a more center ticket. You've got a minority vice presidential candidate. Joe Biden has got more friends and people around the country than you could possibly imagine. And one of the things about presidential politics, I've managed one of them. I've done the politics, field politics for the other one. And then I've covered them, all the rest of them, all this since going back to 88. So, going back to 76 when I worked with Carter. But, the thing about Democratic politics and the primary and caucus season is that what you see today is not what you're going to see the day before Iowa. And there are going to be a number of people who will be winnowed out by this debate process. So I'm more optimistic than ever. And also, you know, the last time Trump got away with beating up on Hillary Clinton, both of whom went into the general election with a 56% negative, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
And I think Trump's only in the White House because people voted against Clinton. But this time around, whoever debates him on the stage is going to say, no, wait a minute, Mr. Trump. You tried that 4 years ago, and you got away with it. Now we have a four-year record, and here's what you said. You lied then, and you're lying now. And I think that I think that all of the cumulative, unbelievably bad things Trump has said and done is going to come together. And, you know, you look at this thing, you know, if you take out in the average of the real quick politics polls, if you take the Rasmussen report out, which is a joke, but they use it as part of their average, you know, he's got a negative of 10% or better. And I think this last round, particularly that rally in North Carolina, you know, people have seen that over and over again. And for the life of me, I mean, I respect Trump voters. I know a lot of them. They're smart. They're good people. My only question I get up with every day is, how in the world could they vote for a guy like this? I mean, I'm stymied.
Bob,
I don't get it.
Bob, this is Chris Arps. Earlier in our conversation, you described Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as mainstream centrist Democrats. Can you really make that case when they are advocating for open borders? They're advocating for the decriminalization of crossing the border illegally. They're advocating for a $100 trillion green energy plan. You also mentioned the four members of the freshmen who are the squad. yes, they are pretty insignificant in terms of their power in Congress, but they do seem to be setting the agenda for the Democratic Party, because a lot of the mainstream candidates have clung on to the Green New Deal and a lot of what they're advocating for. So don't they really have more power, sir?
No, please call me Bob. Please call me sir when they stop it. Which has been many times. First of all, Chris, I hate to disagree with you and your facts, but neither Biden nor Harris has called for an open border. Neither one of them have called for just freely walking in here and saying. And most importantly, both of them have said the Green New Deal is just too far, and they've not supported it. So, and neither one of them support Medicare for All. So I think when you look at that compared to the rest of the field, that they really are, in terms of Democratic politics, centrist. In terms of overall politics, I'd call them center-left. But that's all right. We've got a lot of center-left presidents running.
Bob, unfortunately, we are almost out of time. Hopefully, we can have you back again soon, because there's so many more questions that I want to ask you. But before we lose you today, I just want you to look back and take into account your decades of being around and covering politics in the United States, and let me know if you think that we can sustain the intensity of the news cycle that we've been in. How much longer until, you know, there's just complete burnout on politics, that people just can't stand to even look at it anymore, because every day it just seems like it keeps ramping up. When you don't think it can get any higher, it gets even higher.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But I think that the ramping up will start to ramp down when they get into a presidential campaign. By the way, can I say one thing here?
Sure.
Before I got on the phone with you guys, your producer said, "You mind if we ask you about Fox?" Mm-hmm. When you left Fox. Mm-hmm. And I said, "I really can't because of contractual problems." But I've decided to use your radio show to be the first time I will say this to anybody.
All right.
And that is that I was, in my view, completely set up by someone, and my guess is that they may be outside the White House, and I was set up on a absurd racist comment. My three generations of my family, my granddaddy raised money for Plessy, my father worked for Dr. King, and I went into North Carolina to register voters and got the hell kicked out of me. And the idea, you can say a lot of other things, and I say it all in my book. I should be dead. But it's, you know, it is so implausible. People who know me were shocked that would happen. Well, they're shocked because it didn't happen. And I think that there is, in all of the Mueller testimony or evidence, including, what's his name, Cohen.
Yeah, Michael Cohen.
Who called me one night to warn me not to say things I was saying about Trump. This is before he got real. Trump and I have known each other a long time. I don't like him. He didn't like me. That's fine. But the fact that I was set up like that with no appeal, no chance to make one case, that this was not because of a racist comment. It's because I was the loudest voice on that network against Donald Trump. And there you have it. As far as I'm going, although I'm taking some action in the next 6 months to try to redress that. Anyway, there you go.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate that. And the only reason that we had asked off the air if we could discuss it, and I knew that there was a very strong possibility that there, you know, was legal reasons why you couldn't address it. That's why we wanted to talk about that off the air and get your permission off the air.
Yeah, there are legal restrictions in my leaving, when I left, a contract I signed, and I have just in the last 1 minute gone over that, and I've broken that agreement, and that's too bad.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being comfortable enough with us to do that, and if you want to continue to speak on that issue or any other issue, you'll have a platform here. We'd love to have you back, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, at least in the little bit that you were able to, because certainly when that news broke, I call myself a libertarian. I'm far from a liberal, so I disagree with many of your politics, but certainly when that news was reported, it was shocking. And so, you know, and never getting to hear your side of the story, at least we get a little bit of it right now, and we certainly appreciate that. And again, hope to have you back again sometime real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much.
All right, you bet. That is Bob Beckel, formerly of Fox News. Of course, he mentioned his book. He's also an author, and you can check out his book. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon. Hey. So we appreciate Bob's time today.
Yeah, you know what, Tony?
Yes.
Bob made a little news here.
He did make a little news today.
And surprisingly.
Hopefully we can have Bob back on again real soon to make a little more news. We would certainly appreciate that. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, Skip Weber is here and Trish Gazelle, and we got a little weird news challenge, and we probably got a little more Bob Beckel to talk about, too. So
interesting.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Weekend Report on FM News Talk 97.1. All right, welcome back to The Weekend Report. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Well, that just happened.
I'm still shocked.
Wow.
So, yeah, Skip Weber and Trish Gazelle are here.
My mouth's still on the ground.
Yeah. And they were waiting because we're going to play the Weird News Challenge here in a moment. And they knew that they were coming on after the Bob Beckel interview, and Bob went a little long there because
it was okay though.
He went into business for himself and suddenly divulged
dropped
some information
bombshell.
That nobody had ever heard before.
That's
so
pretty huge.
So we had our producer Brian asked Bob and his people before the interview if he was allowed to talk about his exit from Fox News. And knowing that there was probably some legal reasons and that he wouldn't be able to do that. And he said that exact thing.
Yep.
For legal purposes, I can't discuss it. So we understood, we respected that, and we did not bring it up. At the end of the interview just now, and you can go back and check it out on the podcast at 971talk.com. Just click on podcasts or download the radio.com app and favorite the radio station. You can get it there as well. He said, before he set that story up and said, before the interview, your producer asked me if I could talk about leaving Fox, and I really can't and I really shouldn't, but I'm going to for the first time ever right now.
Yeah.
And then he went into and told a story that he believes that he was set up by, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, and I've got to go back and listen to it too, but the way I understood what he was saying is that he was set up by somebody in the Trump administration and that he had received correspondence from Michael Cohen. I guess this was before Michael Cohen and Donald Trump had their fallout, that Bob Beckel needed to stop talking about Donald Trump the way he was on the air, or there would be consequences.
You know, Michael Cohen's Michael Cohen's role with Trump was called the fixer. So I think we got an example of a fixing
a problem.
And I don't know if people, if you ever watched the Godfather movies, but I think this was a sleeping with the fishes kind of thing.
Where
I don't know that it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes sense.
Well, I got to go and look at the timeline.
Well, here's
because
why.
When Bob left and what was Trump's relationship with
Cohen? It doesn't matter. You knew, if you look at the show he was on, they have one.
He was on the five.
Far left, anti-Trump, contrarian on the panel. You get rid of one, there's several million ready to
now,
jump in line.
He said,
Juan Williams has been
But you can't keep doing that over
right,
and
that's
over.
What I'm saying. Why would you do it once?
But
why
what
would
I'm
you
saying,
do it?
You pull that move once, you can't keep doing it.
I mean, so I don't know why you would even do it once.
What he alluded to answer your question, what he alluded to is he said, Because he did say that there are other liberals on Fox News, but he said nobody has ever gone after the president as hard as he did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's ever watched Fox News.
I agree. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but I'm saying that would, I believe, be his answer, is that he thinks that he was the number one. He was, he went after Trump harder than anyone else, and that is why they wanted to take him down.
I hop around on the dial. There's plenty of people maybe I'm thinking of other people, but I think Juan Williams is very critical of him.
And I agree with you. Juan can be disagreeable but still be respectful. Bob kind of will say anything, and then he's got to take it back because he went a little far.
But when they fired him, did they point to one exact thing he said or just in general? So he feels like the timeline was he was being disrespectful. He gets this call from Cohen, and then all of a sudden he's being fired.
What is being hung over his head to be silent then, though? See, there's a lot of it doesn't make sense to
Fox
me.
News relate the way I remember it, and this was years ago. This was a couple of years ago at least.
17.
So it's hard to remember exactly what happened, but he was there, he was gone. Yeah. Fox released a press release that just said that he had made a racist statement.
Yeah. And
so maybe he didn't want it to.
And that behavior was unbecoming, and that's why they were letting him go.
What the statement was.
But they gave no details about it.
I've read details. The details was that Bob, in his office at Fox, apparently had a computer or something that needed to be fixed. The person that came in to fix it was an African American, and Bob allegedly told this person, "Get out of my office because you're black." And that was the allegation, and that's what he was fired
for. Which seems odd.
Yeah, that he would say something like, "Hey, get out of my office, you're black." Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's not true, I mean, maybe the whole thing about the hush money or the pressure from Trump is true, but the only way it's true that if you're being blackmailed to be quiet, you have to have something that actually is true that you're afraid of getting out.
I don't know if it's so much blackmail. I think it's, there is a known relationship between Trump and Rupert Murdoch and the Fox people.
Yeah. Right.
And
but
I think they're like,
is,
get this guy off the air. I don't want to hear him
But Chris, what I'm saying is, how does Bob feel pressured to stay silent
if
there's not something?
Because of the legal reasons.
Yeah. What?
Maybe he's suing.
He probably got a settlement for leaving. And
so maybe
you have to be quiet.
We're going to fire you. Here's several million dollars.
Maybe he had a severance that would be taken away.
That makes sense then to me. Yeah. My point was there's got
to
be something smoking gun. If you're covering something up enough to say I can't talk about it,
and he said what he just said. He said what he just said on our show was enough to dissolve whatever agreement there was.
He said
my agreement is now is now gone because of what I just said.
So we need to call you guys.
We need to have Bob back on the air.
This is Arpswood. This is Arpswood and your Columbo Steam. Instead of Woodward and Bernstein, it's Arpswood and Columbo Steam.
For him to dissolve whatever legal pact he made on this show, that's...
You're breaking the news.
I think just to be honest, what happened was Bob was like, I've spent the severance money, so I can talk
or
now.
I just got hired on a new deal
that
provides for my family and myself. That could very well be it.
All right. Well, we will continue to, and I want to look, like I said, I want to look at some of the timeline stuff. Does it make sense that Michael Cohen would have called him, or had the Trumps and Cohen's relationship dissolved at that point? I don't know how the years all.
I think they were still.
I think they were
still tight. Yeah.
Sounds in character. But
yes,
it sure
for
does.
The fixer.
It sure does. It sure does.
So, whatever we do, Trish can't win today because we can't risk getting it erased.
That's a good point.
It's just too valuable of a.
What really needs to happen is that that's a high bar. We need to bring it up even more. Like, Skip Weber is now only going to sell Nissans. He's done with Chevrolet.
That's bigger. That's bigger news.
That would be huge. That would be huge.
Okay.
I thought when he was going to do a bombshell, he was going to have something to do with the suspenders.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. He's well known for those suspenders.
Yeah. But, I'm a little bit disappointed about that. It's just presidential stuff. Who cares about that?
When he brought it up, I didn't know if he was going to yell at us for like even daring to ask. Like, your producer asked me off the air if we could talk about this. I was like, but where is Bob going with this? Yeah.
You know, I think we gotta give Brian credit for that, because Brian said he's been grooming Brian, and trying to get him on for weeks. So maybe he had such a great relationship with Bob that Bob was comfortable and said, yeah, I'll
of all the people.
Break my agreement.
But remember, Brian, you don't get promotions unless you erase a show like Wiggins. So.
Maybe he tried the aloe drink. He might be a fan of the show. Tried the aloe drink and said, it's so good, I'm going to throw these guys a bone.
Huh. Well, we got to go back and listen to that interview, and we got to get Bob back on the air ASAP. And
especially during the presidential cycle.
Remember that thing you mentioned? Can we just talk about that a little bit more?
Back up a little bit.
I think he understands.
It is the weekend. Had he had a few already? Is he going to deny that he ever said that?
That's a good point.
Yeah. We got the tape, Bob.
It makes sense that he was just, he's ready to, he's done with it. I'm ready to talk. I'm tired of being, my name being, you know, drugged through the mud and being called a racist.
And maybe also we're in this climate now where racism is called on everything now. And maybe he saw that it happened to him, and he just wants to say his piece.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back to some sort of normalcy. Can we even play this game right now? Do we have time? All right, let's go. All right. Time. Are you trying to cheat?
No, I'm looking at the clock.
Oh, she's got her own radio stuff to do.
I got stuff going on.
She's got her own radio stuff to do. All right, well,
forget about this breaking news. I gotta go. I gotta talk about The Real Housewives.
This is a traditional game. We're going back to our roots. This is a traditional game. This is episode 45 of the Weird News Challenge. Test your buzzers, Chris Harps.
Ding 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 ding.
Bloop
bloop. All right, very good. Everybody knows how it's played. Trish is in a hurry, so we got to go.
Go.
Weekend Report Weird News Challenge, episode number 45, question number one. A new face-changing app became a viral sensation this week. Yes.
Russians?
That is incorrect.
I'm being aggressive.
See, I know this too, but I don't know where he's going.
I know a lot about
it
too, exactly. What's the question? What's the question?
A new face-changing app became a viral sensation this week for aging your selfies. Turns out, by using this app, you may have given all your pics to Russia, so that's fun. But what is the name
ding,
of
ding,
it?
Ding, ding, ding. It is... Oh, man. It's not Facebook. It's close enough.
It's definitely not Facebook.
FaceApp.com. FaceApp.com.
That is correct. FaceApp.
I'm so glad that I love music so much because the music helped me remember it.
What is the name of this face aging picture stealing app? And it is FaceApp. Question number two. Burger King recently brought back an old menu. Chris.
Tacos.
That is correct.
All right. Yeah. That was a question 2 weeks ago.
It was never a question.
I'm just being aggressive. Sure. I think that's the way I'm going to win.
I think that question was racist.
It was never.
And it's because I don't like it. If I don't like it, I can call
there you
racist.
Go. That's about the climate we're
It was
in.
Never a question.
It was sexist.
It was just
Stop
something
it.
We talked a whole lot about. It was just something we talked a lot about
man.
Last
Darn
week.
Darn it.
You know what's funny about that?
What?
That is easily the fastest buzzer Chris Arps
has
ever done.
That is the only way I have a chance today.
Ever.
I have to get
so
in quick.
Mad. I knew both of the questions, but I thought he was going somewhere else.
All right, there's two questions left, and question number four has two possible answers. So
okay.
It's still anybody's game.
I'm in this now.
Question
I'm in
number
it.
Three. In what is probably the strangest viral trend we've ever seen, over 200,000 people belong to a Reddit group that is dedicated to doing what with slices of bread?
Bloop.
Yes.
Stapling it to trees.
That is correct.
What?
Stapling the slices.
Is this for the birds?
These things are weird.
It's weird.
Those things are weird.
It doesn't even make sense.
The challenge things are just weird.
They staple slices of bread to trees.
I can see the entertainment in that, but there's a lot of other weird
there's
things.
There's no reason though. They don't even give a reason. Even people that have done it have been asked, "What? Why?" And they just said, "I don't know."
Hansel and Gretel fantasies.
All right, here we go. Two possible points for this one. This is the
tied,
final
right?
question, and everybody yes. is tied at one. This is insanity.
So let me ask you this.
First Bob Beckel and the president, and now we're all tied in the Weird News Challenge.
So
the...
on this question.
Yes.
Can somebody get one point and another person get another?
That is correct.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yes, they sure
we're
can.
In trouble.
Just wondering.
All right, two possible points available for this one. Question number four. The city of West Palm Beach, Florida is having an issue with homeless people.
Ding, 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 ding.
Skip Weber.
Baby shark.
That is correct. That's 1 point. That's two possible points.
I know the story, and I'm trying to
you
think
can
of
win.
The Jeopardy
you can
theme
win
going.
The game.
Do you know the other one?
I don't know the other one.
Okay, I'm
going to
take
it. Don't know the other one.
Do you want me to finish the question? I can finish the question.
No.
You got 10 seconds left.
Okay.
10.
Well, can't I try to answer before
you're
you
out.
Finish it?
All right, he's done. Here
I'm
we go.
Done. I'm done. I'm
well,
done.
He's done. He does not.
But
like
I know
have,
what it is.
Well, you got to bloop in. But do you want to finish the question just to be
well,
safe?
Well, I don't know it, but I'm going to take a
but
guess.
Chris,
I'm going to finish the question
it's
while
the
you're
two
thinking.
Songs,
yeah.
But
city of West Palm Beach, Florida, is having an issue with homeless people sleeping on the patio of a popular event center in downtown. The city made news this week when they announced their plan to keep homeless people from sleeping on the patio was to blast what two songs over
Blue.
And over to make them leave?
I
one
can't.
Of them is Baby Shark.
I knew
Chris,
that one. I'm
going to
just guess the Macarena.
That is incorrect.
La Bamba?
That is incorrect. You wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
Can you read the question again?
I know I can't.
Come
on. The Bob Beckel discussion is lots of time.
There's no clue in the question.
I don't know.
Raining tacos.
I would have got that in about 2 hours.
I was close. I had a Mexican flair
to
my answer.
Two taco-related questions.
Skip Weber has won today.
My aggression did not pay off.
My least favorite song ever.
Yes.
Is this three in a row for you?
Okay, real quick.
Two.
The tiebreaker was, if you're not happy with where you're living right now, it turns out you're not alone. In fact, you're in the majority. That's a hint. According to a new survey, what percentage of Americans say they wish they lived in a different area? What percentage of Americans say they wish they lived in a different area?
57%.
Okay.
I'm going to go 72%.
Okay.
64%.
70%. Skip wins both
showcases
because he was so close to that guess. Skip Weber has won another edition of the Weird News Challenge.
In my life.
If I would have just buzzed in sooner on the first two.
Raining tacos. I've never even heard.
It's a horrible song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a horrible
song. I don't know why you had two taco related. That's very racist.
You won.
Oops.
So I wouldn't be so mad about the game that you just won.
It doesn't matter. Does it matter? Does the race card even matter? Who wins or loses?
What do we do now? Bob Beckel breaks news. Yeah. We have one of the most exciting Weird News Challenges we ever did, and we're not even done. We've got a whole other segment to go.
I'm exhausted.
All right. Trish Gazelle from 102.5, thank you
so
much.
Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Yep. Don't go anywhere. We've got more Weekend Report coming up. Skip Weber's going to stick around. You should, too. You're listening to FM News Talk 97.1. She said no one could replace me. Said no one could ever fade me, no one. If you lose me, you lose everything. She said it. Welcome back to the Weekend Report. It's FM News Talk 97.1. It has been one heck of an hour. If you missed any of it, you need to go back and check out the podcast at 971talk.com or the radio.com app. Amazing segment, amazing interview with Bob Beckel, formerly of Fox News and one of the co-hosts of The Five. He dropped a bombshell on us, Chris.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you guys in this show. That's a coup.
Well, you know,
that's a big deal, man.
And we didn't have anything to do with it. So, I mean, really, so if you missed it, you need to go
Can
back.
Can I tell
and,
you something?
Yeah,
I don't agree
do.
With that.
Skip Weber, go ahead.
Because you already asked him, he said no. If you guys had not done a good job interviewing him and talking with him, he would not have done that.
He totally seemed comfortable with us.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of credit goes to Brian, our producer, for that.
So, and that. Seriously, think about that. It's not like, oh yeah, these bozos. Well, I might as well go ahead. No, I guarantee you that had to do a lot.
Well, Brian has created a relationship with Bob over the last couple of weeks, you know, in talking with him and getting him on the show. So I think a lot of that has to do. I think what you're saying, Skip, has a lot to do with Brian and that relationship that he has forged with him. But so for people that didn't hear it at the very beginning of this hour, we had Bob Beckel on again, former Fox News host, one of the people on the Five, very liberal, outspoken,
the contrarian, opposing view guy.
Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, he left Fox News, and
which was sad because he was a good, strong. I mean, that's what's good about some of the shows. You know, everybody talks about everything's media is left, and everything except for Fox News is so far right. But I will give this to Fox that they have some good. Absolutely, their program excuse.
Yeah.
No question. Oh, but they always have some very good liberals. Donna Brazile is on there. Juan Williams is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alan Colmes used to be on there. And Bob Beckel was a great foil.
Yeah.
And I, as somebody who doesn't get passionate in one direction or the other, I loved having him because he was strong enough to go one against four.
Yeah. So he had left once before and he'd come back and there was something made of him coming back, and it was a big deal. And then all of a sudden he was gone again, and it was just basically a quick statement, press release from Fox News that accused him of making a racial statement, and that's why Fox News had cut ties with him.
But!
So we asked, we had Brian ask Bob off the air before in today's interview if he would be able to talk about his departure from Fox News, knowing that there was probably some legal reasons that he couldn't, and he told Brian, no, I can't for that exact reason. He said there are some legal reasons that I can't discuss that, and so we left it out of the interview. We weren't going to ask him about that. We respected that because, you know, it's a legal situation. He couldn't say anything anyway. We would just look like jerks asking him. At the very end of the interview, as we're wrapping things up, out of nowhere, Bob says, hey, I want to address something. Off the air, your producer asked if I could talk about when I left Fox News. And I said I couldn't for legal reasons. And that's true, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went on to explain that he feels like he was set up by someone. He said that he received a call from Michael Cohen, who at the time was still in good graces and working with President Donald Trump.
The fixer.
And Michael Cohen told him to stop talking about Donald Trump the way he was on Fox News or there would be consequences. Mm-hmm. So he very much alluded to, and we can all go back. I haven't had a chance to go back and listen to it yet, but we can all go back and listen to the interview and hear Bob's words himself. But he definitely alluded to, he believes that someone in the Trump administration set him up and he has been falsely accused of making these racial statements. And it's not that which got him booted from Fox News. It's this setup and this deal, apparently, that was made with someone with the president's organization.
Mm-hmm.
So that is shocking. And he said...
And bombshellish.
And he said, you know, I've already... Whatever legal agreement I had, I've now thrown out the window. I've said more than I can legally say, so that's gone. So that's pretty amazing. So we're all going to go back and we're going to listen more to what Bob had to say, and I'm sure we'll talk about it.
And that, I mean, here, he's a smart guy. So whatever sort of Damocles was hanging over his head is diminished.
Great point.
Either he was in jeopardy of giving back a settlement and now he's got somebody else paying him, or if he did say something that he wanted hushed, enough people have found out and forgiven him, or what he actually said was not as bad as what's going on right now, so coming out right now wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Something has diminished because he wouldn't do that, no matter how much he likes you guys.
I'll tell you what,
something has happened.
I got to say, though, and I appreciate your accolades, but also I could tell through the interview you guys didn't agree on everything. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple things you disagreed on, but I think he could tell that the interview was being done respectfully.
Yeah.
You know, we were respecting him, and that's why I think he, you know, allowed us to have that exclusive.
And you talked about that, Brian, with your interlude with him trying to set this up, where he was a little, you know, hey, what kind of station is this? Go into that a little bit. What
Yeah, he just asked kind of what our demographic is. Is it mostly left or right?
Did you tell him about the Saturday Evening Rock Show?
No, oh, darn it. I knew I forgot.
Did
you tell him he was leading into the Weird News Challenge, which is the most popular game show in America?
I left that out.
No, yeah, you got the most popular game show in America and the greatest rock and roll show on a talk station in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, who? Why wouldn't he choose you for the exclusive?
Did you say right before you're on, right after you're done, a car dealer comes on? So
you gotta. I actually did an impression. I said, "Hi,
George Weber."
Oh boy,
I tried it, Chris. What do you think?
It wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't good.
Whatever.
This segment was going really well until Skips you did that.
Skips is almost as good as mine, but not as good.
So we will all go back and we will listen to that interview on the podcast. On radio.com and dissect Bob Beckel's words a little bit more, and hopefully maybe even get Bob back on the show here really soon to talk some more about it, because according to him, he's blown out his legal whatever legal restrictions he had are now gone anyway, so hopefully we can talk
more about it. And Bob is never boring.
Yes.
No. Bob was always a good guest.
Right.
He was a very good.
Somebody I want to have on, whether we're talking about that or not, I mean, just as we go through the 2020 election season, he's a good voice to have, you know, speaking from that left side. So a few minutes to go here. Skip, I'll let you go in any order that you want, what's happening at Weber Chevrolet and what's happening with the Saturday Evening Rock Show.
Since you have already revealed one bombshell, I'm going to reveal another.
Yes.
Ooh. At the Weber Chevrolet, and that is, listen to this, okay? Remember the old V8 Silverado engines?
Yeah.
Everybody loved them, okay? Uh-huh. I now have Silverado crew cabs whose engines have more horsepower than those old V8s.
Wow.
They get over 20 miles per gallon. They are a crew cab. They have 20-inch wheels. And I'm selling them for less than $30,000.
Woo!
Wow.
Brand new.
That is a bombshell.
It's a bombshell.
That is.
It's unbelievable.
For truck guys, that's exciting stuff.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to. That's the way my commercial is going to run when it rolls out.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you the inside baseball. It is a six-cylinder. That's why you get the gas mileage.
Right.
But it's a highly tuned six-cylinder. So it's not a V8. You won't be able to peel the tires out.
But it has that power.
It has more horsepower than the old V8.
That's all it matters.
So it turns people off. But you know what? Ford and Dodge have been selling V8s, have been selling six cylinders for a long time and eating Chevrolet's lunch. Only reason why Ford sells more F-150s and Chevrolet Silverados is because they outsell them 3 or 4 to 1 in the six cylinder market.
Mm-hmm.
Chevrolet V8's easily the king, so we're getting into it. Here's a V6, super horsepower, 21 miles per gallon. On a 2-wheel drive, 20 on a 4-wheel drive.
Well, being a truck guy who is current, I am spending every free moment that I have after work right now demoing my deck, because we're having a new deck put in, and I'm doing all the demo myself, and I'm hauling all of that lumber, all of the wood as I demo it over to a buddy's farm who we're putting it in a big fire pit over there. And
you're gonna have a giant bonfire.
Yes,
that's
we are.
Cool.
We are gonna have a giant bonfire.
That's cool.
Yes, but being a person who uses his truck for those type of things. For me, it doesn't matter if it's V8 or V6, as long as I have the power that I need.
Yeah,
and if it gives me the power that I need, I don't care what's under the hood.
So once again, the torque is going to be less. It's not going to peel off, but you have more tow capacity. You have more horsepower. And it's not a stripped down. It's 20-inch wheels. It's a nice-looking one. Full-size back seat. It's not a double cab with a little pocket door.
Right.
Crew cab, four-door, 20-inch wheels, all that.
That's great.
Under $30,000.
That's great. 60 seconds, Saturday Evening Rock Show.
Last week was our first two-hour show.
Yes.
And that's not an aberration. I mean, we have 2 hours. I have a great sponsor, Joe Bacardi's Restaurants. Please check out their website. I mean, if you don't listen to the show, still help thank them because they're patronizing, helping us. Great new theme this week. I still need more ideas. I have probably a dozen shows in my head.
Nice.
But I love taking on the challenge of somebody throwing me something good. And it's really hard with 2 hours.
And the place to do that is the Saturday Evening Rock Show Facebook page.
Or Saturday Evening Rock Show at gmail.com. Either email it me or Facebook it to me. on the Facebook page.
Very good. So. 9 to 11, the Saturday Evening Rock Show, every Saturday night. The number one music show on a talk station in the world.
In the world. Mm.
Happens right here on FM News Talk 97.1. All right, that's going to do it. We have to wrap up this edition of the Weekend Report. What a show it's been. Make sure you go back and check out the podcast on the radio.com app. And for Chris Arps, our producer Brian McKenna, I am Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening. We'll see you right back here next week on FM News Talk 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.